Hello, my dear listeners. My name is Kishore Ganesh, and in this episode of the Vocal About Visuals podcast, I will be reviewing the Grand Tour's latest episode, A Scandi Flick, featuring the irreplaceable trio, Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, and James May. Firstly, when the almighty YouTube algorithm thrust the trailer of this episode on my feed out of the blue, I was genuinely caught off guard. I was like, what is this pleasant surprise in September? Because, unless I'm mistaken, I'm generally primed. Get it? Primed? Anyway, apologies and moving on. I'm generally primed and ready for these episodes to drop around the holiday cycle, mostly around Christmas. But even if it is advanced, maybe around Thanksgiving. So when the trailer dropped in September, and of course I admit because I don't follow the trio or Grand Tour on Twitter, maybe I missed the build up to the drop, I was excited. I saw the trailer and it was the usual high quality stuff. So cut to 15 September night, post 12 AM, so technically 16th, I'm chilling on my bed, scrolling and refreshing Prime for the episode, and of course, Prime doesn't deliver. I waited till 1:30 AM, not an eyelid was fluttered by Amazon, and I had no choice but to sleep. The next day was a busy one, so by the time I got to the show, it was 16th night, 17th in the AM, and well, I have to say, this was not great. It was absolutely great to see the boys back, don't get me wrong, but that's about it. The cars were underwhelming, the storyline of what they wanted to prove by the end of it was underwhelming. In fact, I didn't even remember it as I was typing out the script for this pod. Post rewatching a portion of the episode, turns out it is to know which is the best four-wheel drive, four-door family saloon car ever. In this episode, the trio also happened to go after the BBC and the Guardian for stating that Scandinavian countries were the last great wilderness, despite which they keep coming across civilized and domesticated landscapes everywhere they go. Now, for a long time, it has been a feature of Top Gear and Grand Tour that Jeremy Clarkson staunchly disagrees with the existence of global warming by showing that snow exists. So going after the BBC and the Guardian for stating their view, which I am not aware of the full story and context, seems to be a bit rich. Don't you think, Jeremy? But yes, despite this, I figured, hey, I get to vicariously travel Scandinavia, do ridiculous and fun things, and have a boys' day out type adventure, so let's strap in and enjoy it. However, like Clarkson would say, I ended up watching an episode which, even though was 1.5 hours long, felt like it didn't have much to tell in terms of events. Compare this with the Mongolian episode, where you felt that that episode had content that could fill a further half hour. And I mean this not in terms of footage, but in terms of events, stories, and incidents. I have a feeling that the incident with James May might have had an impact on the production and hence the impact on the final output, but the same thing happened in the Middle Eastern special of Top Gear, which, wow, seems like it happened eons ago. And yes, the Middle Eastern special still was great and felt, for the lack of a better word, whole. Now, there is a slight bit of hesitation in me as I'm writing the script because sometimes a few episodes of Grand Tour do have the tendency to grow on you. They become better and better with repeated viewings. That kinda did happen with the Scotland episode with the American cars, but I guess that's the case with most creative works. Your perspective on them changes with time. Sometimes, if that does happen, I will post it on my Twitter handle at podcastplural. But now, as I sit here and record this, I'm still extremely underwhelmed with this episode. Here's hoping that there is another episode very soon to wash away the taste of this ASAP. Once again, my name is Kishore Ganesh. This is the Vocal About Visuals podcast. Thank you, my dear listeners, for your time and for listening. Please do give this podcast a follow on your preferred podcast platforms and on YouTube. Thank you.